You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. That comes to us from St. Augustine. Some years ago, when our boys were very young, I spent a lot of time thinking about how to distill the various liturgical seasons into a short phrase that would make sense to the little ones. Advent was all about waiting and preparing. Christmas was Jesus' birthday. Epiphany, shining our light. And then we came to Lent. How to distill Lent into a phrase that would be helpful to our littlest ones? I pondered this for quite a while, while I skipped ahead and completed Easter, Pentecost, and All Saints. At the same time, I was serving as an assistant in a large congregation in Atlanta, in which many people had come to the Episcopal Church from traditions that focused almost solely on guilt. Traditions that had been so focused on human sin that they were no longer life-giving for those people, and they found their way to the Episcopal Church. So I found that many people really did not welcome Lent or find it very helpful, because the more difficult practices of Lent had been forced upon them when they were young. So I finally decided that what I wanted our sons and all the little ones to know about Lent first and foremost is that God loves them with a fierce, unconditional love. I did not use the word fierce, but I could have. But the message I gave them for Lent was, God loves you. Lent is a time for us to explore our hunger for God, a time to quiet our restless hearts in the love of God. It may be difficult for many people to think of Lent as a gift, but the Church gives us this season of Lent as a great gift. It is a time set apart. It is a time to slow down, to be more introspective. Our liturgy reflects this with more silence, fewer ornaments, no flowers, postludes, or alleluias in Lent, and with prayers that are more penitential. Lent is a time that the Church gives us to take stock of our lives. Now, most of us would maybe not do this if it weren't for Lent. We don't generally do this willingly. So we can see Lent as a great gift and a great opportunity for us to take this journey and this challenge together, as individuals and as a community of faith. Now, we do spend a good deal of time in Lent focusing on sin. But we first need to focus on God's love. Then we can focus on sin. There are many definitions of sin, and some that I find most helpful to me are the following. Sin is forgetting who we really are, forgetting who God created us to be. Sin is denying our connectedness to one another. Sin is doing something that separates us from God and one another. Sin is cooperating with evil. Now, we also believe in the Episcopal Church, in the Anglican tradition, that it is impossible for us not to sin. It is only possible for us to sin less often. So our baptismal vow that we make when we are asked, "Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord." And we answer, "I will, with God's help." So a question for us during Lent might be, what can I change about the way I live my life in order that I may sin less often? Now, sin is both individual and corporate. That is, we can participate in sin of an individual nature, for example, spreading a vicious rumor, and sin of a corporate nature, for example, benefiting from an unjust system or institution. Most of us are more used to thinking of sin on an individual level, and perhaps not as aware of the corporate nature of sin. So we all sin knowingly and unknowingly by commission and omission, and so we confess things done and left undone. Or in the words of the New Zealand prayer book, which I think are beautiful, "May we cease to be a source of suffering for one another." It is only by knowing God's love for us, though, that we can have the courage to do deep introspection and confront our own sin. So Lent is a time for us to explore our hunger for God, and also a time for us to know that God hungers for us as well. Jesus was hungry for God. Led by the Spirit into the wilderness, fasting and praying for 40 days, Jesus remembered God's love. He remembered who he really was, who God created him to be. And so the devil had no hold on him. Later, Christ would willingly become vulnerable, putting aside his divinity and dying on the cross. Now, though, Jesus remembers his hunger for God. He remembers God's love and does not put it to the test. And so we all journey in Lent. And one of the questions for us is, how will we choose to make this journey? In Mark's gospel, we don't get the details about the temptation that we do in Luke and in Matthew. In fact, we just heard in Mark's gospel just little nuggets of events. The baptism, where Jesus comes out of the water and hears the word of God, hears God saying to him, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." And then immediately the Spirit drives Jesus into the desert, into the wilderness, where he is with the wild beasts and the angels minister to him. Wilderness can be a helpful image for us in Lent. We do not usually go to the wilderness willingly either. Sometimes we find ourselves in a wilderness through health issues, relationship issues, work issues. But if we're not already there, Lent is an invitation to us to go past our comfort zone and to experience a little bit of the wilderness. Jan Richardson, who is a theologian and an artist, who was a classmate of mine in seminary, asks these questions of us who are not already living in our own wilderness. How will we see the angels if we don't go into the wilderness? How will we recognize the help that God sends if we don't seek out the places beyond what is comfortable to us? If we don't press into terrain that challenges our habitual perspective? How will we find the delights that God provides, even and especially in the desert places? Jesus, before his temptation, heard God's blessing. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. As we journey together through Lent, may we all know and feel that we are God's beloved children. And may the love of God give us the courage and strength to make our pilgrimage together and to visit wilderness this Lent. Amen.
Amen.